Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Priceless.
Well, this is awkward. Tom Brady's home that he's living in Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
It's on the market. Jeter put the house up for sale, the one that Brady's living in.
Right.
I thought, like, evictions weren't happening right now.
No.
Evictions are frowned upon at the moment.
We've talked about it with houses that cost and are as much as these. They stay on the market for a long time. Long time.
The $29 million asking price for Derek Jeter's mansion in Tampa is one of the most expensive in Tampa Bay history, according to CEO of Smith & Associates Real Estate in Tampa. They're handling the listing.
Heard he's moving to Greenwich. Boots on the ground, Louth.
Is that the word?
He has a bad game and his house goes for sale. Where have we seen that before?
So, what if someone wants to buy it?
Well, you got to show it.
How long does a $29 million house generally stay on the market?
So says long time.
Years.
About 5 years?
Yeah.
And three price drops? I don't think they're going to be having any open houses. I don't think they're going to make Tom and Giselle pick up their dirty socks and bake some cinnamon rolls to enhance the aroma when people walk in the front door and sign in. I don't think it's that type of a listing.
It's focaccious.
Maybe Robert Kraft should just buy it, just to tweak him. Just tweak Brady a little bit. Buy the house.
You got to be pre-qualified to get a showing at this point.
Could you imagine if Aaron's pulled this off? Aaron's like, hey, Jeter, do me a favor. What are you going to tell him? Put your house up for sale.
But here's a question. Did they take photos of the property for the listing? Do we know anything about, you know, is that, did they tell Tom and Giselle, clean up your stuff?
You're the real estate guy, Beetle. I don't know.
The photographer came over.
You're the stage guy.
I'm looking at photos, but I don't know when they were taken.
He probably has a history of photos of the house, right? Jeter's got to have a history of photos.
But now we get to see some of the interior elements of this home.
Yeah.
So there's a bar inside the house. Oof. That has all this open, it all opens up to the back of the house.
Smoothie bar?
It looks like you're at a resort, a hotel. It does not look like someone's home.
Wow.
Do you see the boats in the background of people just coming up to the property? Yeah, on the
you
boats?
Could if there were boats there on those this given
in,
day.
Those ingrates yelling.
It says beyond
that
the
means
grand.
The boats can see into the bar, right?
I mean, this legitimately looks like a hotel lobby in the house because at the back of the house, it's a two-story room. It goes all the way to the top of the house.
Wow.
So, yeah, the ceiling's
that's like a breakfast place at the down the lobby. It looks like a breakfast place in the lobby.
Why don't you pull this up over but there?
Where's it at?
Look, separations, though. Separation.
Look in Slack,
six
would
feet.
You? Look in Slack.
I can't pull Slack up on a computer.
Why?
How do you do that?
How do you do that?
I'll do it on my phone.
Just make sure, whatever you do, keep the microphone as far away from you as possible like you've been doing.
What? I don't even know what you're saying.
There's a link to it that you've been provided today.
Oh, I see it.
The grand foyer looks like a hotel lobby.
Holy moly.
The bar looks like a hotel lobby, and that's not even part of the same room. $29 million. The only downside that I can see about this house is that it's in Tampa Bay. That's the only downside I can find with it. If you want to buy this house for $29 million, you've got to commit to living in Tampa Bay, Florida. I can think of better places to be.
Palm Beach. You spent $29 million. You want to spend it in Palm Beach.
So it's available for anyone who's got an extra $29 million.
That takes me off the list.
I see the graphic that we did, which is our show on the picture of a for sale sign. And I think we could open a firm. I think we could list your homes.
It is Herb.
I think we could sell houses.
Hardy looks like the closer.
Think?
Hardy looks like the closer.
What do you think, Hardy? You think we could sell some homes?
Yeah.
I think we should move some properties.
It looks like the ad for like one of those flip or flop shows.
Bertrand looks like real too excited.
We're going to flip houses.
I look welcoming, so is what I look
you
like.
You do look welcoming. I'm the one to be like, hey, I'm like, hey, you want to come here and say hi to me? Bertrand's the welcomer. Hardy's the closer.
So who specializes in what? This is kind of like the three brothers in the breakup with the tour.
Right.
Like who's, you know.
I'm Vince Vaughn. I'm Vince Vaughn.
So you're going to take people around the house.
People are going to come here and see me.
People are going to. So you're going to take people on the tours of the houses.
I'm the one that does the tour, right.
So who's the closer?
Yeah, Beetle feels like a really good behind the scenes guys. Like I don't know, maybe there's like open permits.
You know this is
that need to be closed.
You know I took care of that.
This is Mr. Town Guy right here. This is the guy. Hey, I know where all the stores are. I know where all the schools are.
Right.
I know where all the I know the distance to each hospital.
Hey,
I've lived here for 30 years.
Beetle's the guy that can increase the value of the house by like $30,000 just by walking around and doing little things, just the little tiny things.
All my friends live around the corner. I'm friends with everybody here in this town.
You can't talk about the schools, though.
Well, here's
isn't
the thing.
Isn't that a real estate rule?
Yeah.
If they ask you if the schools are any good, they're
good
not
good ventilation in our schools.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's a weird rule.
I think you can't compare them. I think you can tell the factual like numbers about the school.
How are the schools? Well, they have three elementary schools with an enrollment of 412 in each one and blah, blah, blah. You can say that, but you can't talk about school quality test scores. You got
to
look.
Yeah, you can't compare them to other cities or anything like that.
No.
Why is that a rule?
I don't know.
I don't know.
We should start. We should open up a firm, a real estate firm. Let's do that. And then we could talk about like one listing a week here on our show. Special of the week.
I think there's some potential here.
We can move it. I like the way that looks.
Like, Jesus, I might have to be our new. Like we might run it for office. My three brothers. My three dads.
My three sons.
My three dads.
All right. Well, that's the latest on that.
Look at those cuties, huh?
What kind of house we got in the background there?
Oh, just an average. For
colonial.
For single family.
Standard.
Standard colonial.
Yeah, okay.
Quarter acre lot. One car garage. Yeah, it's great first family home.
Starter home?
Yeah,
we in the burbs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Matt's in Hyde Park. Matt.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Joe, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Matt?
Hey, listen. Did you go to bed last night the most aggravated you have ever been? Because that's the way I went to bed last night, knowing that, I'll tell you, the coach absolutely blew that game for the Celtics. I don't know what you're thinking, but, I mean, really, think about it. You have a chance to win the game. And you don't come up with some kind of play, you just let that guy dribble a ball into the ground, and then the clock runs out, and then we all go to overtime, and I'm thinking, oh, they're going to lose this game, because this is a pathetic coaching.
Okay, to Matt's point, if that's a closeout game, it's a whole different story in these studios today. You're lucky. They're lucky that's game one. Yeah, let the first game go. We got six more, right? If that's a closeout game, it's probably a different story in here today. You go to bed angry? No. You went to bed. What the hell happened? How the hell do you blow a 12, 14-point lead, 5-point lead with a minute left? What the hell's that happened?
I would have liked to have seen a play or two at the end. Yep.
How the hell does Nick
dribble,
Nurse...
Dribble, 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 shoot!
How does the... dribble, seriously.
Dribble, pass, shoot!
You know what I mean? How does Nick Nurse draw something up to where, okay, he's going to... My opposing coach is going to put Taco Fall in to defend the inbounds pass, and I'm going to draw something up to get one of my better shooters wide-ass open on the completely other side of the court and then execute a perfect pass.
But
that's a drawn-up play.
Yeah. I don't know. But that was... I kind of chalked that up with the defensive play that they made last night.
Fair.
That it's
great play.
Risky,
you made a great play.
You made a great block and a great shot. You know, yeah, I don't give credit
it's,
to.
It's
I don't
not
give,
even about the block.
I don't give credit to Nick Nurse for drawing up that play.
Right. It's not even about the block last night and how it ended. It's about everything that happened before that. You know, the Kemba drives and blocks. Everybody's going to hang it on Tatum's block. No. You had so many chances prior to that. I blame Tatum for doing what he did.
Did Spoelstra outcoach Stevens last night?
He may have a little bit.
Or did he rely on
defensively and
outstanding performances from a couple of guys, including Jay Crowder?
Jay Crowder, yeah. He got some over-the-top performances.
Did he benefit from that?
I think he did. You know, he did the better job coaching. He certainly benefited from those things, but I didn't see any blunders from him. His team kept fighting and getting back in the thing.
Yeah, I mean,
his team's got grit.
There were some execution blunders. I mean, the running through the screen before the ball was in bounds, giving them the shot and possession to tie it. That was a huge blunder, but that's not coaching. That's execution on the floor.
617-7.
Don't run through Marcus Smart when he's known for drawing charges.
Right. 617-779-0985. The phone number for you. Want to jump on board? We've got both the Celtics and some Patriots items in the mix today as well, including the Stephon Gilmore contract change, is what I would call it. Not a raise, a movement of money. We're talking about that today as well.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Real estate. Buy real estate.
Oh, yeah. Real estate?
I'm thinking we do like a classic good realtor, bad realtor.
I'll call the realtor tomorrow.
We could do this.
Nice real estate.
Realtor.
So, Beetle and Hardy, they'll take you home tonight.
Our homes are nice, nice, baby.
Some real potential there.
I still like the My Three Sons feel to the My Three Realtors. And
I like My Three Dads.
Well, we can use the My Three Sons theme music if we can. Hi, it's Hardy here with My Three Realtors. Scott, Mark, and I will find the home of your dreams. Isn't that right, Scott?
Sure is, pal. I've been around this area for my whole life. I know where all the fun spots are, and I know the spots where you should stay away from.
And if you're selling your home, we're the guys you want selling it, because we'll find all those little things to increase your value.
What do you mean, Beetle? What type of little things?
Little fixes to increase your value. Things and that may not meet the eye.
Things that make you
glance.
Go, hmm.
Scott, I know you're the one to find a good time. And Mark, I know you're the guy to find the value in the home you're selling or the home you're buying. Let My Three Realtors help you get all the way home.
And you're right, Hardy. I do love to entertain, and everyone loves to throw a good party. We've got the perfect party home waiting for you, inside and out.
Maybe we make the open houses more of a party than an open house. You know?
And I do think it's important to have Scott, Mark, and Rob for this.
Oh, yes.
How about this? And at the end of your home search, you'll be saying, "This is our house."
Yes!
Right?
What was that in the Patriots? What was that thing in the Horrible Bosses? Nick? Dell? Who's the other guy?
I don't know. You reference that movie all the time.
I love that movie.
I saw half of it once.
And Kurt. Yeah, you just got to make sure all the names line up right.
What were the names again?
I'm not doing it. I just remembered it.
What were the...
Nope.
What?
Because you can't say it together fast.
What do you mean?
The three names. Say something bad if you put it together real fast.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I'll write it down next break.
Okay.
I wasn't thinking about that.
What are the three names? Say them slowly.
Sakeith.
Nope.
Shruthika. Sohum. Abihajay. Chris.
What was that from?
Spelling bee.
Spelling bee.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? Where's Jimmy?
Chris, he was in there.
Oh.
Chris was in there.
Chris.
This is so stupid.
Hadija.
Yeah. Why was I naming all of the?
Because it ended in an 8-way tie.
Oh, so
we're naming all the co-champions.
We gave them all proper credit.
I like this. I could see balloons tied to the end there. And,
yes, absolutely.
How many of us actually need to have our license?
Oh, I think just one.
I'm halfway done with the course.
No, you're not.
I've completed half of the real estate course.
How do you complete half a course?
Because I was going to be a real estate agent when I was done.
How do you only go to half?
What?
I got.
When was this?
Else,
20 years ago?
Popped up.
Do you think those credits are still good?
Hopefully. I'm telling you, man.
They last for 2 years, though.
I tell you what. Do you know what? Do you want to know what the street laws are? Or say you live on a lake? You know where I own? I own from my house
to the center point.
To the center point of that damn lake. Yeah.
Okay, but just because you started taking real estate classes during the Clinton administration, I don't know if that means you're still halfway home.
Had Doc Rivers blown a 3-1 series lead yet then? No, not yet. Okay, no. Yeah, no, that was only 17 years ago that he first did that.
Jesus. Poor Doc.
That's funny. You say Clinton. So Doc Rivers has blown leads in the Bush administration. He did it in the...
Obama!
Was that the second one?
Had to be. Yeah. Obama's 8 years.
Oh, yeah. 08 to 16?
Yeah.
God, yeah.
So one in the Bush administration, the Obama administration, and now under Trump. Yeah, he's had it happen in three different presidential administrations.
So it's not political with him then.
He's blown all kinds of leads.
He blew it.
A couple of football updates for you. Mohamed Sanu has a new team, the 49ers. Kyle Shanahan has brought him in. Mohamed Sanu, 1-year deal, and he is there.
It might work.
He reunites with Shanahan, and we live in Atlanta.
Obviously. I think it might work with him there because you keep him in the slot. It's the natural rub plays, the pick plays underneath, the drags. You're not getting him vertical. And all you want him to do is just catch the ball and get down. He's not one of the fly guys. He's not going to be a stretch guy for them. Problem is, you got Kittle's nicked up now. Richard Sherman went on injured reserve for them.
I saw that, but it's not considered serious.
No, it's a 3-week one. But still, you're 0-1. You know, scratch and get up. Jimmy didn't play well in week one, obviously.
He needs to play better. The other thing is that the Patriots quarterback, Cam Newton, was running very fast on Sunday.
Sure was.
He was clocked at 19 miles per hour on 2 runs. You laugh.
Like a cheetah.
According to NFL Next Gen stats, it was his highest mark in the past 4 seasons.
Wasn't McCourty's pick against Buffalo, wasn't he like in the
21,
20s?
Yeah, he was 21 miles per hour. For context, a quarterback reaching 19 miles an hour happened 3 other times in the NFL in week 1.
It didn't seem that fast around right corner.
His 11-yard touchdown run was clocked at 19.2 miles per hour. It is his fastest touchdown in the past 5 seasons. Mm. His average maximum speed was 12.4 miles per hour, up from 11.8 in 2018. That would seem to indicate he's running well and he's healthy. The ankle is not an issue. Right?
Right.
I mean, look, the eye test, he certainly passed the eye test. But this would tell you that statistically, he's flying.
He's healthy.
Full go.
Full go out of the gate. Keep an eye on those numbers as these weeks add up.
Well, post hamstring. What are the numbers post hamstring? That's what I like.
People said he was grabbing a hamstring in the first half too.
Was he?
Yeah. A couple clips of it.
Maybe just saw that floating around.
Maybe that's how he just shifting something. I don't know. Jesus.
Mary is in Sarasota today. What's up, Mary?
Hi, this is for Zoe. I think you should finish your real estate license because in Florida, people are moving down here, 1,000 people a day.
I would love to live down here and sell houses. Oh
my God. I think that's why Jeter's got his house on the market because people are getting astronomical prices for their homes.
No kidding.
And people can't actually keep your homes on the market more than 1, 2, or 3 days.
Wow.
Something tells me a $29 million home, though, it's going to last
that one's
while.
Probably going to sit. Yeah.
Well, that may be a lot, but I'm sure he'd settle for 25.
Probably would.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah,
absolutely. So, so go back.
Okay.
Go back and get that real estate license. It's a good idea.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mary. Mary's got a lot of energy.
You're
welcome. I actually like the house next to Jeter's.
Which one?
This one.
Why is that? You know, what do you know about that place?
Jeter's is almost too much. See, this is more Florida-like. You know, with the tile roof.
Yeah, stylistically, his house does not look like your typical home.
It's almost
in Florida.
Like it's like a New York modern house that they built in. Yeah,
Jeter's is just too big. The battery on your dustbuster would run out before you get to the other side of the house.
Oh, that must be so fun to be able to jump off those docks.
You have to have multiple dustbusters.
Two shark vacuums, at least.
I wonder if he could fish right. Yeah, he could fish right off that. He's got a boat lift. My God, look at this sucker. Seven garages. Wow. Look at that kayaker just going by, trying to peek in.
You know how much money it would cost when it's time to replace the 9 volts and all those smoke detectors?
Oh, just rip them off.
Talk.
You know what's nice about Jeter's house? He has no yard.
Did you get smoke
detectors? You have no landscape.
That is nice.
I mean, front to back, it's all house. Road to seawall, it's all house.
No lawn to cut, really.
Yeah, like four trees.
Little area there, but it's probably fake. Like everything else in Florida. Did you get new smoke detectors yet?
Not yet. We're working on it. I need your guy's number.
Yeah. You want to call our guy?
Yeah.
If you're going to be realtors, you have to have guys everywhere.
I need that chimney guy, and I need the electric.
What kind of chimney guy?
That's the sweeper. Sweeper.
Yeah.
Cleaner.
That's an easy one.
You should just throw that log in there and just say, yeah, you need to get in there and clean
no,
it up.
No, we
have
told
you guys swept since that intern did it back in like 2004?
Pardon me?
That intern came over and did their chimney sweep in like 2004.
Oh, yeah.
We had that 45-year-old intern when we first started in radio.
Yeah, I haven't had it done since then.
Chimney sweep guy.
So you haven't had that thing swept out in 16 years?
No.
And you use it a lot.
I do use it a lot in the winter.
You should get it cleaned before
this winter. It works pretty
well. Before the winter.
Okay.
Because if there were to be a fire, you don't have smoke detectors. You see, they sort of go hand in hand. You should sort of keep that chimney
The problem was that
in optimal shape.
It was like beeping. Beep. And it beep. Like that 3 a.m. pitch.
Yeah. Well,
I came out. I ripped that sucker right off the wall.
All of them?
Yeah. The ones that were beeping.
I feel like this is an intervention. I don't want to embarrass you by talking about it, but you
I do have one. I do have one working one. Yeah.
Where is it?
It's in the living room.
Not the worst because
living room.
I know setup there.
Living room and kitchen have them.
That's sort of a big open area.
Yeah, the kitchen and living room have the upstairs one I ripped off.
Just send Dan. We got to send Dan over there.
Yeah.
Who?
Our guy.
Oh, yeah.
Our electrician.
I got a couple things I got for him to work on over there.
What else?
A dishwasher.
What's wrong with it?
That top part keeps getting jammed. See if he knows what to do.
I think that's a dishwasher problem. I think that's like an appliance fix you need on that.
Need help with a handyman? Three handyman consultants. Rob, Mark, and Scott can tell you the best guy for the job. Need smoke detectors replaced in your home? We've got the guy. Need a milk snake killed and thrown out into the woods behind your house? We've got the guy. We got a lot of businesses we could start.
We sure can.
A lot of things we could have our hands in.
How's your siding? You need to get rid of woodpeckers? We know how to get rid of them the right way. We'll dispose them. They will never come back, guaranteed.
One more segment of your call. One more segment of that. We got today's takeaways at 150. Hardy, take it away, Rob.
All right.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Back to your calls as promised here on Zolak and Bertrand. Make sure you get to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com, and download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app and stream us on your mobile device, but also tell your smart speakers at the home or office to play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
No.
Well, hello. Let's go to Brandon in Boston. He has a conspiracy theory. Is that correct, Brandon?
Yes. So just looking at, you know, the series between the Clippers and the Nuggets, I'm convinced now, because it was a shocker that the Nuggets even pulled that off and beat them. I'm convinced that it's going to be the Nuggets in Miami. And by the way, the Celtics should have won that game last night, but it's not going to be a traditional finals now. You know, I think it's going to be something different, and I want to know your thoughts on that, because
I think I would vomit.
I mean, that was very weird how they won that game.
Well, they took that game from you. It wasn't like it was given to them. There was no hijinks with the refs. And to think that there would be a Nuggets Heat final, blah, awful for the NBA, awful for their ratings. Absolutely horrific. That would be a disaster.
This from Brian Robb 30 seconds ago.
B-Rob.
B-Rob. B-Rob in the closet. Jaylen Brown on his lack of touches in game one. Quote, "We talked about that."
Oh, did you? Well, you a little problem?
I'd love some context on that.
Who's we? Was it you and your teammates?
Well, hold on.
Was it you, your teammates, and your coach? Was it you and your coach? Who's the we there? Is it out in the open? Is it everybody? Jaylen Brown does not, just based on that quote.
Okay.
We talked about that. It acknowledges that it's real.
Okay.
It acknowledges that he's got some sort of issue with it.
Unless you're coming out of a team meeting and you privately have spoken with Brad. Brad's like, "Hey, Jaylen, we got to find ways to get you more involved here in the end. You're not touching the ball enough." Now, if he's the one initiating all this and he's the one starting to talk about it, then you have a problem. I think we need to be fair to, let's hear it in context of how it was asked. And did he take that the wrong way? Because he pretty much says the right thing, doesn't he? Jaylen's not one to step in it.
He says what he feels, usually.
Yeah, I think he's very honest and straightforward with his answers, even if it reflects poorly on him or anybody else. Yeah. Tells you the truth. Tells you what he's thinking.
Yeah, but when's the last time it's reflected poorly on him? I can't remember it.
Oh, rarely. I can't. I mean,
because I think he talks real. Right.
I just don't think. Yeah, exactly. I don't think. It's my way of saying he will tell you whatever it is he believes is true or whatever it is that is going on.
If he feels
he
like
doesn't
he
say
have
the
it,
right
then,
thing to say the right thing.
Because right now, and everybody else stepping up. Who's your closer? You be that guy then. Go. Let him go to the hoop. Let him try to dunk it.
Okay, so here's what Brad Stevens said last night after the game about Jason Tatum. "I trust that he'll make the right decision." Talking about Tatum, late, isolation plays. "He's a hell of a player, and when he has the ball, I feel good about it." Well, I don't think anybody was feeling great about it last night. Here's what he said today, just minutes ago, on Kemba Walker, when asked about Kemba Walker's struggles. Quote, "I don't lose any sleep over Kemba." All right. I would have lost some sleep last night if I were the coach of the Celtics, thinking to myself, how the hell do I get this guy out of this slump? How do we get him to a good place?
I'd have lost sleep several times in these last two series if I were him.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
Game three the other night.
I texted you
Toronto.
Guys last night post-game. I watched Brad Stevens post-game.
Yeah.
I think Brad Stevens on his post-game has gotten a little Belichickian in his answers.
I saw that.
Which is fine when you're Bill Belichick and you've won six championships.
He's not giving you anything.
Or when you've won a championship. Yeah. Get out of the Eastern Conference Finals before you go this route.
He's got to get his team out of this one.
Has to.
It'd be tough to come back here after that.
Well, no, he's coming back. They extended
him.
His job's not
jeopardy. You know what I'm saying? Yes. But it's going to be tough coming back here to hear the heat. Because you're going to get some heat if they get popped by them.
More context from Jay King, who just tweeted as well. Jaylen Brown was asked about not getting as many touches late in game one. He said he trusts the coaching staff, trusts his teammates to make the right decision. He thinks the Celtics will be different tomorrow. But they talked about his lack
Sounds
of
like they've been told to get him the ball. Right? That's what I'd take that.
I don't think it's necessarily get him the ball. I think it's
get
not,
any,
not
get
isolate the ball into
other,
one person's hands.
Right, get someone
let's
other
move,
than just
move.
Tatum the ball.
Let's play.
Or just Kemba the ball and move the ball and
let's
have
play.
The same movement you had earlier in the game.
Don't play team offense for 46 minutes and not play it in the final two.
That's
right.
It.
Right.
That's all it is. It's not about getting one individual elsewhere on the roster the ball. It's not about saying, got to get the ball to Brown or you got to get the ball to Smart. It's not one of those things.
Now, if you want to say, don't give the ball to Grant Williams, I'm fine with that.
On that NBA conspiracy theory, do you really think the league is going to conspire to put the Heat and Nuggets in the final?
No.
That would be a ratings bonanza.
That would be a freaking disaster for the league.
That's the last thing they want. They're going to do everything they can to avoid that.
You should be happy that the Celtics are one of the teams that would benefit the league if they get the right matchup in
Celtics,
the NBA
Lakers.
Finals.
Celtics-Lakers.
Oh, Celtics-Lakers is the home run.
Right,
home
exactly. Run. If you want to believe in conspiracy theories, believe that those two teams will be in the finals.
Or Heat versus LeBron. That could be another one, too.
Yeah, no. I don't know.
No.
Just, I'm not buying that one. That doesn't make me more likely to watch.
Heat Nuggets.
If I'm a fan of some other random team.
Yeah.
David in Florida. David.
Greetings.
Hi.
Greetings. Hey,
Dave, you got a house to sell in Florida?
I want to get you off speaker.
You got a house down there? Do you own a home, David, in Florida? Do you own a home there?
Yeah.
Are you thinking about selling?
Originally.
Huh? Are you thinking about selling?
Are you interested in making
We're interested in representing you if you want to list the house.
We'll move it in 2 days.
Oh, yeah? To where?
Wherever you want to go.
Where are you thinking of moving to?
I don't know. Fiji Islands? I always wanted to go to Fiji.
International.
Sydney,
yeah, it's going to be a multinational corporation.
You get deal with tidal waves and all the tsunamis and stuff.
Whatever you want to do, Dave, my three realtors will help you roll with the changes.
Sounds like a plan, Stan. You know, your buddy Maz wrote an article last week.
Call him.
Yeah, he's on it too. He's out there having a salad and soup.
So because he was not receptive to selling his home and letting us represent him in the sale, you cut him off.
No, I didn't cut him off because of that. That's why he stayed on as long as he did.
It felt
poor customer service.
I cut him off because he called to complain about Maz. That's 12 minutes from now you could call to complain about Maz.
I told my high school, my kid's middle school principal. So we're picking up the kid from school after, and I pick him up, and the principal's outside with the cop there waiting, and you have to hold up the sign, and he comes in. I say, you know what? You look like Maz. He goes, everybody's telling me that. Go, yeah, it kind of looks like the principal.
Oh.
Yeah.
The bagel guy? What?
Maz is like, Maz looks like my kid's principal.
Oh.
And the bagel guy. Yes. He's out there having soup today, and a salad. Look at him, he's having a soup and a salad.
Oh, we're changing things up today.
Yeah. Want to do some takeaways right now?
No. Now?
Now we got a few minutes.
We can just do them, yeah.
Don't we?
Hey!
They give.
Give it to me! Give it to me now, damn it!
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day!
And they give.
I love breaking news!
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now...
Give it to me,
it's
baby!
Time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Wah! All right, today's takeaways are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. It's September, and now you're settling into that new routine. Why not make losing weight with Awaken 180 part of that new routine? Fast, easy weight loss, and then free support for life. Check it out at awaken180weightloss.com.
I probably wouldn't have hung up on David had I not thought we needed to go to a break.
Yeah.
full admission there. Oh, we're going to break. Yeah, sorry, David. I apologize. Mm-hmm. All right, so we shifted things around here to create a better transition between the shows. What do we have from today?
You want our what we thought was the entire Stephon Gilmore interview earlier today?
Yeah, let's do it. Patriots cornerback Stephon Gilmore is with us. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Steph. How you doing? Hey, congratulations getting off to a good start. You got your first pick of the year. How do you feel Sunday went as far as a communication standpoint? Didn't look like you guys had blown coverages, timeouts, guys weren't lined up wrong, and you guys utilized a lot of defensive backs in that game plan. Hello?
Hello?
We lost him. Hello. All right, we'll get it back.
That went well.
He did not like that question.
He hated that question.
Let's try that again.
He hates these questions.
Stephon Gilmore, hello?
You got you? Hey, man. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Definitely not there.
Okay.
The good news for us, he called back 10 minutes later.
Yeah. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Who do we want to blame at the Patriots for always calling at the worst times? Do we want to blame Aaron for that?
Aaron's usually punctual with his times. I'll put it more on Gervotti, Mike Gervotti.
All right.
Because he ends up being like the... He ends up being a guy that players have to yell at. Like, I don't want to call.
What do we have?
Now.
Three commercial breaks minutes. Per hour.
Players don't give a rat's ass how many breaks we have, what
three?
Our time
no,
is.
No, not players. Not players. Not players. There's like three an hour.
Right.
Yeah, but they're not telling the players what to do. The players are telling them
and
what to do.
And they always
right?
call at like one of three times in the hour.
Okay.
And you're like, it's uncanny.
So we'll rephrase
their ability
this.
To do it is uncanny.
We'll rephrase this for PR. Which person in PR, either Aaron or Gervotti, has to get bigger balls to tell them, got to take the call now? Because radio's on break.
Or not right now. Or, hey, can you wait another 5 minutes?
Yeah. I'll talk to guys. I'll be like, man, why was on hold for 2 minutes? You know? Well, they made you call in too early. Oh, you missed the break. You're calling in late. So we had to go to break.
You want to hear the Russian TV call of Bam Adebayo's block?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Derrick Jones против Тейтума. Тейтум лезет под Джимми Джонс! Нет! Нет! Бэм Адебайо! С одним из самых крутых блокшотов в истории плей-офф NBA!
All that Russian with the block shot. We speak Russian all the time, and then we say, block shot.
If you took French or Spanish or Latin or whatever language you took in school, did you have to come up with a different name? You ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
No, they never had to adopt a different name,
no, Scott.
Like a more Spanish-sounding name?
Right.
You ever do that?
Yeah.
I think they should do that on these broadcasts, these foreign broadcasts in the NBA. Like, because you just hear them say, Bam Adebayo. Like, Bam should be something else. I don't know a lot of Russian names. I wouldn't be good for this exercise.
Ivan.
But Vladimir.
Igor.
You know?
Igor. Let's go back to Igor and Vladimir up in the booth.
Yeah, there's something there.
Right? There's something there.
You take on a different persona professionally, and sometimes it's assigned to you.
Yes.
It's like some of the call center people that you run into.
Yeah.
Have a very exotic accent, and they say, hi, my name is Chucky. Really? Is it Chucky?
You notice that those people that call you when you sign up for those like hotel getaways, timeshares. Hey, yo, how you doing from down? Like they sound from there down south, and it's nice.
Oh,
the weather's nice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you don't get some guy. Hey, Mr. Scott, I'm here to call you and offer you this thing about this thing I have to do for you. No, get the nice lady talking. Like, oh, how are y'all doing? Come on down to Carolina. It's nice down here. It works. I buy that.
What are we going to talk about tomorrow?
What is tomorrow? Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yeah.
It's game two of three between the Red Sox and Marlins tonight. Do you want to break that down?
No.
All right.
That's the only sporting thing on tonight.
U.S. And Open. U.S. Open starts tomorrow.
Nobody cares about that.
Winged foot.
Nobody cares about it.
What?
What's a football game tomorrow?
Start the topic development in your mind.
Okay.
All right. At 2 p.m. We're back tomorrow at 10.
What if the Patriots win this week?
All right, there's a start. What if they win this week?
Somebody else asked me that. You might not see the same offense as you saw in week one.
See that? He's working already. He's working already.
Sounds like he knows something.
What's the offense going to look like in week two? We got some things working here. They're in the hopper. Back tomorrow at 10. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.